The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told the people this story. The kingdom of heaven is like what happens when a farmer plants a mustard seed in a field. Although it is the smallest of seeds, it grows larger than any garden plant and becomes a tree. Birds even come and nest on its branches. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. All right. Do we have any TKs here? All the way in the back? What about kindergarten? You're in the back too. What the heck? All right. So what grade is this then?
First
grade?
Second
grade? All right. Just have to have an idea of where everyone's at. Cool. So can somebody, an adventurous soul, tell me what love is? Say that again? Something that God shows to you? Okay. Do we have another definition of love?
A bond that you have with somebody close to you, whether it be your friend, whether it be like a romantic partner, or whether it be like your family, just like a bond that can't be broken.
Okay. Kind of a bond, maybe affection between, you said, friends, family, and a partner, so a spouse maybe, right? Actually, it's interesting you say that, because those are the three basic forms of love. Who here has studied Aristotle or Plato or any of the... Put your hands down. No, you didn't. All right. So the ancient philosophers, you guys know what a philosopher is? It's a thinker, somebody who thinks a lot and figures things out. So they actually had three forms of love. I'm not going to go in the names because I can't remember the Greek names, but it's the basic form of love is love between family. Just like the love that you have between your mom, for your mom, for your dad, for your siblings, it's a familial love. And there's also love between friends. So you love your friends, right?
Yeah,
you love your family, you love your friends. So those are family love, friendly love. There's also one between spouses. So that's another particular kind of love. But there's another form of love, the highest form of love a human can do. I haven't said a question yet. There's another form of love. Do you guys know what that is? You've had your hand up. If you don't give me the right word, the Greek. What's the original Greek? I'm kidding, just...
Loving God?
Loving God? A human love is what I'm looking for. So yes, we love God, but that's not its own... That's a different kind of love, a different thing. Do you know what kind of human love it is?
Loving people?
Yes, loving people. It's loving another person. There's a little bit more to it. Can anyone guess what it is? It's kind of a combination between loving God and loving people. We got one jumping up and down over here.
Love your enemies as you love yourself.
I guess you could call loving your enemies a special kind of love. All right, so the term for this one is agape. Anyone heard of agape love? I feel like second grade's kind of touched on this a little bit. What's agape? You might as well just stay up here at this point.
It's where we had a lunch for our communion.
Did your teacher cover what agape means? Do you have an answer?
I forgot.
You got an answer? What's agape?
Love feast.
That's what the agape lunch was. All right, so agape itself means loving another person for God's sake, not for anything that the person can give you. So a family love, You love family, they love you back. Friendly love, there's an exchange of ideas, thoughts, emotions. There's something, a given, some sort of give and take in a friendly kind of love. And then in spousal love, there's give and take. But in agape love, it is something that we give without receiving anything back. Have you guys ever done that before? Loved somebody without expecting anything in return? It's not easy. It's something that you have to work at. It's very difficult. But it's the demands of the gospel. This is what Jesus Christ asks of us, to love without counting the cost. Now I want to kind of shift ideas a little bit. How have you shown love? So love, who said love between for God? Was it somebody over here? I don't remember. Somebody said love God. Yes, that's another good form of, there you go. Loving God for his own sake. That is our first commandment. The two that Jesus gave us, right? Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So loving God for his own sake is the first love we are called to. How do we love God? Any ideas? How do we love God? How do we show love to God?
We believe in him.
We what?
We believe in him.
Believing in him is one way to show love, yeah?
We can follow the Ten Commandments and, like, pray for him.
Follow the Ten Commandments and pray to him?
I had the same thing, pray for him.
You got something different?
Every Sunday, go to Mass and pray for him.
Yes, actually, thank you. Sunday Mass is the first and foremost way that we show love, our love to God. Our worship towards God is exactly what he asks of us. This is important. This is the first thing for any religion is how we worship. This is how we show our love to God. Now here's another one, and I think I'm going to go to the older crowds in the back, maybe even the parents. How does God show love to us? Any parents have any answers? If not, don't worry. I'm not going to put you on the spot. Anyone? All right. Grades back here. How does God show his love for us?
He gives us each other.
He gives us each other? Yeah. He puts us in community. Yes. How else? I can't run to the other side, and I'm not going to ask her to. Here you go.
He forgives our sins.
Forgiveness of sins, yeah. That's how he shows us that he loves us. How else? Any teachers have any ideas? You got something? All right. How does God show his love for us?
God's nice.
Yeah, God's nice. That's true. God is nice. He shows his love for us by really, like, being kind, being a father. All right, hands down. So some of the other ways that God shows his love for us, for each of us individually, is in very simple ways. Because God is simple. He's not complex. Humans are complex. A lot of difficulties, a lot of complexities that go into the human person, but with God, he is simple. He is noble. Noble simplicity. But he shows us his love in very easy and tangible ways. Who here has looked outside and saw the beautiful sky at some point in their life? Who has seen a beautiful mountain range at some point in their life? Who has stopped and looked at a flower at some point in their life? All of you should have your hand up by now. I've listed like a bunch of things that are just all around you. All right, so hands down, thank you. These little ways in the natural world, natural created world, is one of the ways that God shows his love for us. Because he gives us this moment to stop and reflect and remember him. Because all of the created world points to our Lord, points to the Heavenly Father. And it's a time that we can step back. Even when we have beautiful music, it's a time we can step back and listen and be in awe of the majesty that is God. And this is his gift to us, his love for us. But there's a bunch of other ways. Who here has had a conversation with a friend or a loved one and that has just been like, oh, like I really enjoyed that conversation? Most of us have. That is God's gift for us. That is how he shows us his love. And so all of these things, the natural world and the created world and in our interactions throughout the day, maybe not in the homework assignments, but everything else, like God shows us his love in a myriad of ways, and it's on us to discover it and to find it and to embrace it so that we in turn can love him back, and then it makes it that much easier to love our neighbor as ourselves, as God intends us to do.